Of all the close races in the battle for control of the Senate, none has attracted more outside money or media attention than South Dakota. The incumbent, Democrat Tim Johnson, is a protege of the state's senior senator, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle. Johnson is trying to fend off a strong challenge from South Dakota's only member of the House, Republican John Thune, who was personally recruited for the race by President Bush. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
In South Dakota, local issues like the economy and the drought matter a lot more to voters than Iraq or terrorism or even Social Security. And that's why Senator Tim Johnson is campaigning today at the Sioux Falls Stockyards. He's here to accept the endorsement from the Farmers Union and to tout the work he's done to press for $6.5 billion in drought relief to help farmers and ranchers. The Senate passed the plan, but the White House opposed the package, and President Bush made the politically inexplicable gesture of announcing his opposition at an event in South Dakota with Johnson's Republican opponent, John Thune. In the battle over who can do more in Washington for South Dakota, Johnson uses this incident as Exhibit A.
The thing that is striking to me is if ever John ought to have influence with the White House and the House leadership, it ought to be now, and yet on issue after issue, they have failed to go along with anything that John has requested. No drought relief. In fact, the president coming to South Dakota, for heaven's sake, to announce no drought relief.
President Bush has been to South Dakota three times for John Thune. He's expected to come back one or two more times before Election Day. Bush won South Dakota by 22 points in 2000. That's an obstacle for Johnson. So he never hesitates to describe the Senate race as a proxy for the battle between the president and the popular Democratic Majority Leader, Tom Daschle.
There's no doubt that the administration will try to come out here and advocate on his behalf. Congressman Thune has been manipulated into this campaign by the White House and Karl Rove in the first place, and in order to knock off Senator Daschle from the majority leadership, I think we all know that.
But John Thune is careful to reject that bit of political logic. In South Dakota, where Tom Daschle is admired as much as George W. Bush, Thune's pitch for his own candidacy includes working with the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, the man the White House wants to remove from his powerful position.
I bring muscle that we don't have. I mean, what does South Dakota get from having Tim Johnson there that they don't already have with Tom Daschle? You've got, you know, somebody leading the Democrats in the Senate. What you don't have right now if you're in South Dakota is you don't have anybody that can work with the Republicans or with the White House. And I think a strong team with muscle on both sides of the aisle is the most effective and powerful combination for the state.
Johnson and Thune are both popular and respected in the state, but on the stump, they're very different, according to University of South Dakota political scientist Bill Richardson.
Thune is a natural campaigner. He clearly loves it. He remembers everybody's name. In a small state, that's a wonderful advantage. Tim Johnson is a policy wonk. He knows the details in great depth. He's not as comfortable working a room.
Wow, John Thune's coming. Whoa.
At the Haywood Elementary School in Sioux Falls, all of Thune's charm is on display, even though his audience is 10 years old.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Andrew.
Yeah.
You got the same color hair as my kids. I like that. How are you guys? What's your name?
Matt,
nice to meet you, partner.
The kids here have been paying close attention to the Senate race.
Why are there so many negative companion ads on TV and stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, this has been a long campaign. And I know
voters have complained really about negative ads for years, but this Senate race has broken all the records. The two candidates have run an estimated 20,000 television commercials, and that's not counting the ads run by the two parties and outside groups. There are only about 450,000 voters here, and TV time is cheap. Combine those factors, and you get this all day long.
John Thune says he delivers in Washington, but for whom? Thune voted to allow big corporations to move their addresses to the Caribbean and avoid
paying terrorists, Saddam Hussein, enemies of America, working to obtain nuclear weapons. Now more than ever, our nation must have a missile defense system to shoot down missiles fired at America. Yet Tim Johnson's voted against a missile defense system 29 different times.
So it wasn't surprising that the most heated exchange in the Johnson-Thune debate on Monday night was about advertising. Johnson announced he would unilaterally suspend all negative ads, and he called on Thune to do the same. But Thune claimed he had made the first clean campaign offer.
I went to Tim back in March and offered to him a clean campaign pledge. But the ink wasn't even dry on the June primary ballot when Tim's friends came in and started attacking me.
If you'll recall, if you'll stop rewriting history, I offered you a pledge and you refused to sign that pledge. It was John himself who put my face on the screen with Saddam Hussein.
I am willing to work with you, Tim, with one stipulation, and that is that you hold a press conference and tell the people of South Dakota, explain to them about what your involvement has been with the voter fraud in western South Dakota.
Voter fraud is a wild card that could tip the balance in this very tight race. The Democrats, who have always had a much stronger Get Out the Vote organization in South Dakota, made a major push this year to register new voters on Indian reservations. But there have been allegations of dead people registering and other discrepancies. The state attorney general, a Republican, is investigating one former contractor for the state Democratic Party, although he says so far there is no evidence of widespread fraud. But the Thune campaign is pushing this issue hard. Among voters, the reaction to the Senate campaign, especially on television, is fatigue and disgust. Delise works at 10,000 Villages, a craft store in downtown Sioux Falls.
I absolutely flatly refuse to watch them anymore. I think they are absolutely ridiculous. I sometimes switch it on mute, or I walk away and do something else. I can't believe what they're saying. He voted 15 times, blah, 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 or 18 times, or 32 times.
Delise is supporting Johnson. Elmer, who also preferred not to give his last name, is voting for Thune, but he shares Delise's sentiments exactly about the Senate campaign.
I'm tired of it. Telephone calls and mail, and they come to your door, so...
And Elmer doesn't even have a television set.
I don't have TV. Mine played out about 5 years ago, and I never got one fixed again.
So you haven't seen any of the TV commercials, and you're still sick of it?
Yep. Well, I see plenty in the newspapers, and there's plenty on the radio, too.
For most of the campaign, polls have shown Thune and Johnson each having solid support from about 40 to 45% of the electorate. Only about 110,000 voters remain undecided. The next week and a half of campaigning and advertising will either convince them to choose one candidate or cause them to turn off the TV and stay home. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.